for it, and the bakers at Village Hearth delivered. Half-size loaves are here. If you have a smaller household and a regular-sized loaf sometimes goes to waste, Village Hearth half loaves are for you. They may be smaller in size, but their full-size slices are packed full of big flavor and freshness. With 5 flavorful varieties, including Italian and 100% whole wheat, you're sure to find a half loaf that's just right for you. Village Hearth half loaves, the perfect size for one or two.
8:48, 12 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock as we continue with our guests in studio here on Morning Fremont. Joy McKay joins us from Fremont Area Habitat for Humanity. Hi there.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Great.
Good. Thanks for bringing in nice weather today.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
I would love to do that every day.
Wouldn't you?
Yes,
wouldn't
I
you?
Would.
And when Tuesday rolls around, we'll say, Joy did that.
That's right.
Because it'll be 53. Habitat for Humanity right now. We were just talking before we went on the air. What nice weather this time. I know you've been doing builds right now, but keep rolling now. The weather's getting nicer, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So our new construction manager, Ethan, has been out there most days, and except when it was super, super like 20 below.
Right.
But he's been out there working, so the house is framed for the most part. We had Good Guys Roofing come in yesterday and put on the roof. Nice. They donated the labor and the materials
are
from GAF, and they're donated as well. Yep.
Outstanding. That helps
so
out
we
so
love
much.
That, yes.
Yeah.
So the roof is on. So I think next is windows and doors, maybe.
Yeah, if you get that frame up, then you start putting all the
exactly.
others in.
Exactly, and then we can start working inside.
Yep, and the family that's going to do that does a sweat equity on this home as well. They got to be really excited.
Oh, super excited! Yes.
Yeah. So.
And then we have another one. We'll be as soon as the ground thaws a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dig a hole for our second one that we're starting.
Wow, isn't that's going to be thrilling?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So. It's always fun.
Yeah. So you always bring in a list. I always tease you about your list.
I do.
Yeah. But so go ahead and tell us what's going on.
I'm a list person.
Uh-huh.
But yes, I had that on there about construction. So we got that taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, I think I talked about this before, but I'm not sure. March 8th through 12th, we're doing a women's build. It's in conjunction with Lowe's. It's done internationally with Lowe's and Habitat.
Okay.
So it's a women's build week. Normally, we get women groups out on the construction site to build, but this year it's going to be virtual.
Okay.
So we'll have a lot of stuff going on social media and some different events that way that people can participate in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a live event on Facebook on March 10th, which is also happens to be our 28th birthday here in Fremont. So, yeah. So we'll be doing that. But it's basically to focus on challenges women face in accessing safe and affordable housing.
Very good.
So it's all about housing, women. Men, you know, still can be involved. That's
sure.
That's not a thing, but that's kind of what our focus is. So we do have on our website, people can donate $28 in honor of our 28th birthday as part of the women's build as well.
How's that work with you being 29?
I know. Okay, it's hard, but yeah. I started very young. Yes.
I'm Joy's favorite, really.
Thank you,
really.
You are.
Yes,
yes. You
yes.
Are. Chris never says stuff
no,
like
he doesn't.
That.
So, no, yeah. No. So let's see. Yeah, I'll let you keep going here.
Yeah, yeah. So that is available on our website. We're also promoting it on social media. So anything like that you can find. And then we are in the home store, which I'll also talk about. We're selling, people can donate $1, $2, or $5, I think, for a little cake and put their name on there.
Oh.
And then we'll be hanging those up to celebrate our birthday as well.
That's nice. Very
so,
good.
Yeah.
You got anything special in the home store right now? I know, I think we talked maybe a couple programs ago that you had some items that were donated that were brought in from a business and like it was cabinets or something of that nature. Yeah. How did that go?
We still have some of them. We've been selling them.
Okay.
So those are set up in the old Gordman's building. The mall is allowing us. The Fremont mall is allowing us to use that area.
Okay.
Because we have no room in our store.
It's
for those.
A little full. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And I mean, there was probably, I don't know, 30 pallets of stuff.
Really?
So yeah.
Wow.
So we've sold, I think, maybe four of those sets.
Let's
of
get
cabinets.
Some cabinets sold. Let's do that. Yeah.
But those you just you need to contact Deb at our store, and she'll let people see it by appointment.
Yeah.
Okay. To go in there and see them.
You've got storage. You want to put in some cabinets.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're nice ones. I think the values are like anywhere from $8,000 to $20,000.
Wow.
And so ours for the whole sets, you know, and
sure.
ours we're selling them for usually $2,000 to $3,000.
I see. Very good. Good deal.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So we do have that. The home store, of course, is open Fridays 8 to 4, mm-hmm. Saturdays 8 to 2,
mm-hmm.
and we take donations those same days, but they end at 2 on Friday and noon on Saturday, so 2 hours earlier.
Right.
This weekend, if you're a crafty person, material and ribbon is half off.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if you need any material or ribbon.
I appreciate you asking.
Okay.
Yes.
If you do, you know where to come get
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
All
yes,
right,
I do.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. And our volunteers in the home store have been organizing and putting in some new shelving and making it look a little bit nicer. So it's looking pretty good out there.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Good deal. So,
I think the only other thing I have is we still have our repair program going on,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking for applicants. We need applicants. It's repairs up to $25,000,
okay.
And we're focusing on critical repairs, so furnace, roofing, windows, that kind of stuff that right. that are essential.
Is this predominantly still from the flood?
No, this is non-flood.
Oh, so non-flood.
This
okay.
program, right. We have some grant funds for this program specifically, and it cannot be in the floodplain.
Gotcha.
That.
Okay. All
yeah.
right.
Yep. We are still doing flood recovery. We're still doing flood recovery as well.
Right.
But that's a different program.
Sure. Okay. All right. But this is a repair program.
Yes. And then we also have a separate repair program that's just our own without a grant funding that will do some of those things, still not in a floodplain. But addition some other repairs.
Well, you help out in so many different ways. Yeah, yes.
We try.
Yeah.
We try and focus it all on housing. I mean, that's a decent home, decent and affordable home.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
And anybody knows if they, you know, whatever housing that you have, if it's through this program or if you're not through that, the Habitat for Humanity program, and you have a home, got to keep it updated.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's for sure. So how do folks contact you at Habitat for Humanity?
All the many ways, mm-hmm. Social media,
yes.
you can message us on there. You can, our website is fremonthabitat.org.
Mm-hmm.
And most of these programs, there's a sheet you can fill out on there, not a sheet, but a form you can fill out on there.
Okay.
Phone number is 402-721-8771. And info@fremonthabitat.org is an email that we'll get to everybody.
All right. Sounds good. Good to see you.
So, yes. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming
it.
In. Enjoy the weather today.
Thank you very much. You too.
You bet. Joy McKay with Fremont Area Habitat for Humanity. Join us this morning. It is 8:54. We'll take a break. We'll get to weather, and we will wrap up the program in just a bit.
Have you ever wondered if there's a more efficient, fair, and transparent way to sell your